so the statistic is useless anyway. But let's take it at face value. 27% of born-again Christians have been divorced compared to 24% of others. And the survey also added that the divorce rate of atheists and agnostics was only 21%. So they seem to have better ability to stay married than born-again people. And you know, I began to follow this because I was called by a newspaper and asked to respond to it when it came out, and I said, I don't believe it. I think that's impossible, and I've done a little research since that time. So I went back to find out, how do you determine who's born again? Fair enough. And so I got their information off the website. Two questions. Question number one, have you ever made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ that is important in your life? If you answered yes to that, you move to question two. Question two, when I die, I will go to heaven because I have confessed my sins and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. They said yes to the first question and chose that second answer out of several choices they could check a box off. They were categorized as born again. Obviously, in a culture where language about accepting Jesus Christ as personal Savior has become cliche, the answers to those two questions certainly don't give sufficient warrant to classify someone as genuinely born again. In case you wonder about that, 45% of those people who were born again agree that Satan is not a living being, but only a symbol of evil. So they don't believe the Bible. 34% of those born-again people believe that if a person is good enough, they can earn their place in heaven. 28% agree that while he lived on earth, Jesus committed sins just like everybody else. 15% of these born-again people in the same study claim that after he was crucified and died, Jesus Christ did not return to life physically. 26% stated it doesn't matter what faith you follow because they all teach the same thing. I can understand the folly of the survey. I can't understand denying the sufficiency of Scripture and rewriting the Westminster Confession off of that. Folks, that's friendly fire, but that's deadly stuff. That's deadly stuff. And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Billy Graham or Robert Schultz.